Speaking of the Sydney Swans, one of their great players and one man who is built for finals footy joins us on the line ahead of their big game against the Cats on Friday night, Dan Hannabury. Morning, Daniel.
G'day, boys.
Dan, now you've witnessed Buddy Franklin firsthand. The MVP was last night and he came fifth. How do we take the MVP? Can we take it seriously if the players are voting four players ahead of him?
Oh, yeah, no, I think so. I mean, a lot of those guys, I wasn't sure who came fourth or fifth, but Dusty, Danger and Kelly all had outstanding years. Buddy had a great year as well, but, I mean, there's a lot of, obviously, great players that had good years, and I suppose, you know, Bubba's right up there, but you wouldn't, I suppose you wouldn't take the placings off the guys that were up there last night.
Dan, were the Bombers off, or were you brilliant and didn't allow the Bombers to play good footy on the weekend? Hamish, by the way, morning.
G'day, Hammer. I thought their start was outstanding. I think they had 40 tackles in the first quarter, and with being out, you could really sense that they were on early. I think they got the jump on us a little bit, especially after Dano took that that mark. And I think the second quarter we steadied a little bit, and I think we put on, I'm not sure how many goals it was, 8 or 9 goals, and got the ascendancy and the momentum heading to half time, and we were able to maintain that. But I certainly think they started well, but we lifted in that second quarter.
G'day, Dan. Good luck, mate. Well done again getting there. Didn't look like it was going to happen early on in the piece and makes it even more remarkable. Got this momentum with Richmond and we had it with the Western Bulldogs last year. First time around for a long time and great build-up. I mean, you boys have been doing it for so long, so consistently now. There's no chance that it becomes a bit, you know, matter of course, is there?
Oh, no, not at all, Gaz. I think, as you mentioned, our start to the year was disappointing. I mean, a lot of guys have spoken about it. It's been well documented. And there's a stage at that point, you lose another game or two, and it's almost like you're booking your September holidays. And I think the reality of that, I suppose, made guys play on edge a little bit because we didn't want to give up the opportunity to play finals because I suppose it's not a God-given right, and you never know when those opportunities might come again because you see some clubs play finals for a number of years, and then all of a sudden things change, and they don't get that opportunity for a period of time. So I think you want to make the most of it when you can. I think the fact that we're back in there is outstanding. We've got a point to prove. Although we've been successful in a way, having been in 3 grand finals, I suppose winning 1 of 3 isn't a great record, and there's certainly a lot of fire in the belly with guys wanting to try and achieve that success and go all the way and try and get that ultimate goal, I suppose. So there's certainly a hunger within the group, and the guys can't wait for that massive challenge against the Cats Friday night.
I think in hindsight, the 0-6 start may have even worked for you. I mean, for the very reasons you're talking about, that it just sharpened the focus. It meant that you know, it was clear in what you had to do to get there again. And now with the way the finals are configured, everyone gets a week off anyway, and you can, you know, if you continue to win, you play through. It may even have been a little, you know, sort of blessing.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think the players and John wouldn't have wanted to go to be 0-6 at the start. No. Having said that, I agree with you in a sense that what it did make us do was it sounds cliche, but a lot of teams will say, "Oh, we're playing 1 week at a time." And you might be 10-3, knowing you might be able to rest players, or you've got yourself in a cozy position. But the reality for us was that I think Josh Kenny might have alluded to it a few days ago. And there was a point in time where every week for a period of 5 or 6 weeks was an elimination final in a way that if we didn't win, it'd make finals incredibly difficult. So, in a way, it did help sharpen our focus. I think it certainly helped the guys not get too carried away with things and just really really narrow our focus. And I think in hindsight, it's probably helped us in the back half of the season and probably helps you prepare for a final series in a way, having played some of those cutthroat games at different stages throughout the year.
Hey, Dan, Buddy kicked 4-1 in about 9 minutes, within 5 kicks anyway, and then spent the rest of the afternoon just sort of simulating Chris Froome. How is he going to roll out this week? Does he train? Does he sit in ice baths? How does he sort of get right for Friday?
Yeah, I mean, with a corky, it's one of those ones where you got to you might do a little bit of training, but you don't want to do too much to stir it up. But we've got that train today. I'm not sure what he'll do, whether he'll be... whether he'll be on the bike again or whether he'll be whether he'll do a few laps or whether he'll train, I'm not sure. But what I do know is he's 100%, he'll be 100% playing. There's no way you'll be able to keep him off the the MCG in a final, I'm sure they'll put a bit of a Chinese heat patch on there and heat the quad up, and he'll be fine.
Dan, Bob here. I've just I ran through my top five this morning, and I had Dane Rampier at number two for top five blokes I love from other clubs. How close to the money have I got there? I sort of look at Dane and think, bit of a rock and roll. I'd be mates with him. How close do you reckon that is to the money?
Yeah, he's up there. He's a different cat, Ramps. He sort of beats to his own drum a fair bit. And as you know, he's with his moustache, the way he carries himself, some of the stuff he says, it's sort of a bit off centre. So I think that's what everyone loves about him. But he's certainly a much loved teammate, and he's good value to have a beer with, and he's got a few funny stories too for the boys.
Which is good. Well, you can just let him know from me that all he has to do is drink his own seat, and he might be a chance to go in at number one next year.
Hey Dan, have you heard the saying "dead cats bounce"?
No, I haven't, Tim. That's the first time I've heard that.
Okay, it's an old saying: dead cats bounce. Apparently, they're dead, Geelong. I wouldn't read anything into that though, because they have this ability to just find something when everybody thinks they're done and dusted. So how have you read their form after the weekend?
Oh, that clearly they're going to be disappointed with their first final, but we know they're a quality team. They finished in the top four. They've had some outstanding wins this year. They've got probably two of the best midfielders in the competition running in the centre of the ground. And they've got a pretty dangerous forward line when they're up and about, and the ball's getting in there. A fair bit as well. So we know what they're capable of, and I think that early in the year they got challenged early in the year with their pressure, and they came in and had something like 120 or 130 tackles against the Bulldogs. So we know what sort of effort they're capable of, and they're an outstanding footy side, and there's absolutely no doubt in my mind it's going to be a hot contest for four quarters, and it'll be a battle of wills there for most of the game, and we know what sort of contest it's going to be.
Hey, do you as a team find it more difficult to defend the ground, the MCG ground, the size of that ground? I mean, does it make a major difference to your mindset when you play at the MCG?
Nah, I mean, we don't really speak about it too much. I think no matter where you play, you've got to make sure your team defence is on. I think there was a game earlier this year against Hawthorne where I thought we were pretty disappointing with our team defence defending the whole ground, but there has been other games against Melbourne and teams that are quite quick and want to transition the ball quite fast from their D50, where we've been pretty good. So I think it just comes down to your mindset, comes down to your attitude and how sharp you are with your reaction times and that sort of thing. I think a lot of the times when that's on, it sort of doesn't really matter how big the ground is or whatnot. And we'll take that same sort of attitude this week, trying to make sure our sort of team defence and our stuff off the ball is really sharp.
Hannes, is Lewis Milliken back on the track?
I think he's going to have a run around today. I haven't seen him so far this week. I mean, it's been pretty disappointing for him to miss that final. He's been an outstanding acquisition for us this year, and he's really held us. He's been a rock down in defence for us, and I think he'll have a run around today. And I dare say the docs and horse and the physios will. We'll have a chat after training just to work out the plan of attack for him. So at this stage, it's sort of a bit of an unknown with him.
Great to speak to you, Dan. Look forward to seeing you playing Friday.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.